Last week, we got a chance to sit down with Rough Riders hitting coach Jason Hart in Corpus Christi, talking a little bit about this team and a little bit about his path back to the Rough Riders after his coaching stint between 2012 and 2019 with Frisco. Here's part two of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame conversation.
What were some of your favorite stories during your time as a coach here with the Rough Riders?
Oh, man, I was so blessed and lucky with the managers I got to be around. I mean, Steve Buschel, you know, for 2 years, Jason Wood, Joe Mikulik for five. I mean, we had the Texas League Tour, we called it. He drove everywhere, so we kept our golf clubs in the trunk of his car. And we played golf every road trip, you know, at least once a series. So just, you know, the guy, and then all the prospects that came through here those years with the Gallows and the Mazzaras and the Guzzis and the, you know, Mike Goltz and the Profar. So it just, you know, I really learned early about the importance of game planning approach at this level, because everyone here is talented, and it's like let's get their minds ready for the major leagues.
You've seen it on both sides, obviously the hitting coach here and then also in the big leagues with the Marlins for 2 years. What do you think is that difference between a guy here at this level who has success and a guy who has sustained success in the big leagues?
Just consistency. They're able to, the major league guys are able to, you know, identify when something's a little off and just adjust it back to normal, like, quicker than the minor league guy. Minor league guy might go astray for a little bit longer and then start trying different things rather than just getting back to what got them here. You know, getting back to what made them the hitter that got them to Double A, and it's going to get them past Double A.
Well, you mentioned Joey Gallo. His numbers were insane when he was here in Frisco. Do you have a favorite story from his time here?
I know he hated hitting here in Corpus Christi. He'd come up to me and ask me if I could get him a day off, and I go, Joey, you have like four homers here. I mean, you've hit one to every part of this field. There's not a part that can control you. But I got to say, it was in Midland, and the wind was blowing in, and he hit a ball. They didn't really have the TrackMan data for us, but it had to be about 120 miles an hour. Straight up in the air, it would have been a home run at any field, and the outfielder, center fielder, had to run in and make a sliding catch because the wind was blowing so hard in that it took it all the way back to the infield. That's probably the funniest Joey Gallo story. But no, he was fun to watch. You couldn't take your eyes off because there was always a chance there was going to be something you've never seen before happen.
Yeah, he was pretty talented coming up. Now, we mentioned you were in the big leagues. What was that experience like with the Marlins for a couple of years?
It was amazing. I mean, I just learned a ton from Brant Brown, who's now the St. Louis Cardinals hitting coach, and John Mabry. We roomed together. We rode together the field every day, and I just picked his brain every day for 2 years. He's now with the Angels in the big leagues. And just, you know, getting to see those hitters, that those professional hitters, how they prepared every day, just kind of, it's almost boring because they're like so consistent on what they believe in, what they do. So we're just there to get them ready for the game.
We worked under Skip Schumacher there. Now he's here. What was that relationship like, and how excited are Rangers fans, or should they be, for Skip Schumacher here?
So excited. He's ultimate pro. He cares so much, and he's just amazing inside that clubhouse. I mean, he's not afraid to hold someone accountable, but he does it in the right way. The players love him, and he's a stickler to the game of baseball. He wants to play the right way, and Rangers are super lucky, and I'm so excited he's here with Texas.
Jason Hart, our guest, Rough Riders hitting coach. You told a great story about coming back to the Rangers organization and what that was like in the offseason. Would you mind sharing that story?
So I'm working construction with one of my buddies I met while at one of my daughter's basketball games, and you know, it's November, and he's got the music playing, there's a old rock song, Shout It Out, and it just reminded me of Kenny Holmberg. We used to walk around and make up songs and change words to songs, and I started singing it the wrong way, and so I called him that day, and he mentioned that Frisco was open, and I said, I'd love to come back, and, you know, things happened about a day later. I was back in the Rangers organization heading to Frisco.
Well, that's amazing. Well, we're so happy to have you here, and thanks for joining us here on Pregame, Jason.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll be right back.